Hello, welcome to the Highland Christian Church podcast. This is Sunday evening and I'm recording our identity theft, our very first episode of this series on identity theft. Our identity, what we think about ourselves, is being challenged all the time by this culture that we live in. And it wouldn't be too much of an exaggeration to say that our identity has been stolen. We've been lied to about who we are. And we can be affected by the messages that culture sends to us about who we are and our identity. So Lawrence Krauss, he's a famous atheist, said that we are just a bit of pollution. If you got rid of us, you got rid of all the stars and the galaxies and the planets and the aliens and everybody, this is what he says, then the universe would be largely the same. We're completely irrelevant. So he was talking about dark matter and things, but really how he refers to people, how he refers to all of creation is that it's completely irrelevant, and how he refers to people is that we're just a bit of pollution. If you were to believe this about yourself, if you're just a bit of pollution, what are the consequences of believing that lie? What are the consequences of believing that you're just a bit of pollution for your own personal identity? I want you to imagine a child. His parents believed exactly what Lawrence Krauss says, and they name their child Cosmic Pollution. That's a nice name for you. And how would Cosmic Pollution, when he goes to high school, he's got a bit of a strange name, how would he handle the difficulties of that time of his life? Would he not have a sense of meaninglessness, that he's just cosmic pollution, that he's just here and everyone else is worthless and he's worthless? How's he going to use his time? He's going to have a sense of just meandering through time, that basically everything's meaningless. He'll have no basis for morality. He'll because there'll be no sense of right and wrong. And where will he get his value from? He won't think that he matters. He won't think that he's important. And therefore, he won't think that other people matter or other people are important. In a world that we live in today, so much identity is gained from our social media profile. And people put so much effort into looking good and appearing good. And they base their identity on and their value on how many likes they get on a photo or whatever. And this whole idea of being cosmic pollution is a very depressing one. It's no wonder that the suicide rate is so high. But there is a better philosophy than this. You matter to God and you matter to us. You're an important person. You're important to God. And this Lawrence Krauss, he sort of quotes science and everything, but there's a better scientific argument for the existence of God, and that is, it's called the fine-tuning argument. And this is the idea that there's these constants, things like gravity and the speed of light, and there's about 30 different constants that exist, and they have to be precisely set. And so God has set these constants all very precisely so that matter can exist and so that life can happen. And without these constants, everything would just cease to exist. And it's a clear evidence, it's clear indication that there's a God who exists. And not only that he exists, he didn't just set and forget, but he's highly involved in creation. And you are part of his creation. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17 that he existed before anything else and he holds all creation together. God holds all creation together and you're a part of creation. He's involved in your life. You know, God did not sleep last night. While you're asleep, God was involved in the circumstances in your life, engineering things so that his will would come to pass in your life. And I just want you to know today that you are loved by God. If you go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 17 to 20, this is a prayer that Paul is praying. And he says, he's praying that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So this is for all believers, all of those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love, that we may be established in love, not drift away thinking that we're unloved, that we're just cosmic pollution, but that we be established in the knowledge that we're loved by God, that we may have power together with all of the Lord's people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And so God's love, you know, he's praying that we may understand God's love, that it's wide, that it's all-embracing, that every type of person that God loves, whether black, white, rich, poor, wherever you are in society, God's love is wide enough for you. His love is long. It's from eternity past to eternity in the future. Wherever you've been and whenever you will live, his love will be there. His love is high. It's heavenward. It seats us in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It has a place for us in eternity in heaven, and his love is deep. His love reaches lower than your lowest point. He is merciful. No matter what you've done, no matter how deep you've gone down, his love reaches down deeper, and he doesn't reject those who repent and put their faith in him. You are loved by God. You're important to God, and the Bible says here that you would understand this love that surpasses knowledge, that you would know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's kind of a contradiction to say you would know something that it's not possible to know. But he's praying that God would do something, that together we may understand this tremendous love that God has for us, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. God wants to fill you with his fullness, that you can experience the fullness of God in your life, that you would not just know God exists mentally with your understanding, but you would experience the fullness of God in every area of your life. And this is something that he's prayed. He prayed it 2,000 years ago, but this prayer still works today. You're loved by God. Yes, you will have difficulties in your life, but God's love is there to get you through. He won't let you face more than you can bear. And, you know, God is, you can imagine another child who's called Loved by God, another strange name. You've got a cosmic pollution and Loved by God, two children in the same class. They'd be in the strange names club. But how would someone called Loved by God deal with the difficulties in his life? Well, he's going to feel great about himself. He's going to know that he's valued and respected. He's going to have a sense of morality because he'll respect God and his law, and he'd realize that he's been made for a purpose. He's got purpose for his life. And so what is God's love? His love is his affection and his absolute goodwill towards you. In every situation, he will do what's best for you. Does that mean it'll be what's easiest for us? No, it's not what easiest, but it's what's the best for us, because he loves us and he's got good plans for us. And so this 2,000-year-old prayer that Paul prayed 2,000 years ago can work and still works today. And so let's pray just now. Lord, we pray that Jesus Christ, you may dwell in our hearts through faith. Lord, we pray that we'd be rooted and established in love. We pray that you would give us the power together with all of your people, the church, to grasp, to understand how wide and how long, how high and how deep is the love of Christ. Lord, we pray that we would know this love that surpasses knowledge, and that you would fill us to the full measure of God in our lives. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, for each of us, we can have an identity which is so tied in and so knitted together with who God says we are, with the value that he's placed on us. And we can understand that we're people who are created and loved by God with a purpose for living. But there are many hurting people around us who don't share the same belief. And really, it's our job to find those people and to tell them that God loves them, and to tell them that they're important and that they're of worth. And so that's like our job for this week. That's our one of our purposes here on this planet. I just pray, and I just bless everyone who's listening to this podcast just now, and have a great week. We'll see you on Sunday in church. Bye now.